Friday night, Dublin, Morton games, Conor Kelly, Finn Valley, 45, 85, and that's serious run of sub 46. No Irish athlete at that age has ever done it. And not only at that age, you know, this is an under 20 record. This guy's still 17. And, you know, I've been on about him for a couple of weeks. So it's going to be interesting once he gets to the European Championships in a couple of weeks' time, under 20. He won't do the National Championships in the interim, but he'd certainly go to the European Championships to compete for Ireland. 85, 87 actually. So that's big time running against serious international opposition. So well done there. That was that one. And then of course John Kelly was in that Morton Games in the shot. He went to a season's best at 18:36. Back to Sweden now for a couple of more weeks training, and then back for the national championships the first couple of days in August. So we'll see how that goes. What else have we? Well, we had that. Yes, we had the wrap up of the underage national championships for this year. So that's that all wrapped up. It's just in the process of wrapping up at the moment. But yesterday we had a couple of very strong performances, and I'll stick with the gold medal performances. We had Caoimhe Gallen once again from Lifford Strabane. She won the shot, and you know, only a week ago she won the shot and the hammer in the under 20 championships. So she won her age group championships yesterday. Keelan McFadden, of course, once again out in front. He won his 1500 metres, and that's his story over for the year in terms of underage athletics in Ireland. So well done to Keelan McFadden. Yet another excellent season for the young Christa man. So well done to him. Riona Doherty, on comeback from injury all through the season. You know, she won the long jump in the junior championships last weekend. The Finn Valley girl went out to 5.74, which is a PB for her, a lifetime best, and won the gold medal in the long jump yesterday. And of course, Harry McIlwain from Letterkenny, 21.66, out ahead in the 200 metres yesterday to add to his 100 metre victory a week or so ago. It's a name that's been coming in to the scene big time through this season. As I said many times, a student at the Royal and prior, coached by Catherine McDevitt. But, you know, he's moving well. And, you know, if he builds on this and, you know, tidies up a few things as he grows and gets older, he'll run fast. But 21.66 yesterday for Harry McIlwain, Letterkenny, a gold medal performance over 200 metres. And there were many others, silvers and bronze. But the one that strikes me was Oisin Gillespie from the Ross Athletic Club. He jumped 180 in the high jump, and you know, he was only beat on count back. And Oisin recovered from a leg injury way back about a year ago. He recovered from that. He got back in the game, and yesterday he was head to head at 180 for the gold medal. Just lost out on count back, but an excellent young athlete from the Ross. So well done to him. What else have we? Well, Oisin Gallen was in Watford last night, 3:43:43, 1500 metres. He was chasing the Donegal 1500 metres record. It didn't work for him on this occasion. He's probably raced a little bit too much recently. He was in Cork as well, of course. So maybe a bit of advice just to lay off now for a week or two, and let's prepare for the National Senior Championships, as I say, early August. So that's the story. Those gold medals were Keelan McFadden, Caoimhe Gallen, Riona Doherty, young Harry McIlwain, hard luck to Oisin Gillespie, just pipped on count back. So well done. But that 400 metres performance by Conor Kelly, it was a really standout, once in a lifetime performance. Particularly, remember, he's still 17 years old.
Patsy McGonigal, well put, only 17 years of age. Patsy, as a former Donegal GAA senior team trainer, give us your thoughts on the big match. Looking forward to it, I'm sure.
Well, absolutely. I mean, obviously, we look forward to all the games, and you're always on tenterhooks. But you know, I would be confident that they'll do the business today and move it on into the final. And you know, that's what would be in everybody's wish list. You know, so let's get. Well, everybody is behind them, very much behind them. So we're looking forward to it. The heat's going to be a factor today. It's going to be a factor as we run down the clock towards the end of the game. So just keep an eye out on how everybody handles that.
Patrick, just for the younger listeners, before I let you go, for the younger listeners, you did train Donegal. What year was it, and who was the manager, and was there a Jim McGuinness part of that panel?
Well, it was on two occasions. I was with PJ McGowan, of course, for 3 years, and then with Brian McAniff for a couple. We got to the semi-final, actually, and we thought we were over the line that day against Armagh. You know, that last-minute goal, it's hard to take. Just a last-minute goal that McDonald from Armagh banged in. So that was tough to take. Armagh went on to the final. If I remember correctly, Tyrone beat them. But I remember the atmosphere. I remember the occasion very, very well. And I was with Brian McAniff on that occasion, training the team.